This case comes to us on writ of certiorari to the Sixth Circuit. The Navy contracted with two shipyards to build destroyers that needed generator sets for electrical power. The shipyards, in turn, contracted with petitioner Allison Engine to build the generator sets. Allison Engine subcontracted with petitioner General Tool Company to assemble the generator sets, and General Tool subcontracted with petitioner Southern Ohio Fabricators to manufacture the generator sets. The subcontracts required that each generator set be accompanied by a certificate of conformance certifying that the unit was manufactured according to Navy specifications. Former General Tool Company employees filed the quitam action that is now before us, asserting claims under two provisions of the False Claims Act. 31 U.S.C. Section 3729A2, which imposes civil liability on any person who knowingly uses a false statement to get a false or fraudulent claim paid or approved by the government, and 31 U.S.C. Section 3729A3, which reaches conspiracies to defraud the government by getting a false or fraudulent claim allowed or paid. At trial, respondents failed to introduce evidence that petitioners had submitted a false claim to the Navy. The district court granted petitioners judgment as a matter of law, concluding that without such proof, respondents' evidence was legally insufficient. The Sixth Circuit reversed in relevant part, holding that respondents' claims did not require proof of an intent to cause a false claim to be paid by the government. Rather, that court held it was enough to show that petitioners intended to cause such a claim to be paid by a private entity using government funds. We disagree with that analysis. We hold that it is insufficient for a plaintiff asserting a Section 3729A2 claim to show merely that the false statements used resulted in the payment or approval of the claim, or that government money was used to pay the false or fraudulent claim. Instead, such a plaintiff must prove that the defendant intended that the false statement be material to the government's decision to pay or approve the false claim. This does not mean that Section 3729A2 requires proof that a defendant's false statement was in fact submitted to the government. Instead, a subcontractor violates Section 3729A2 if it submits a false statement to the prime contractor, intending that contractor to use the statement to get the government to pay its claim. Similarly, it is not enough under Section 3729A3 for a plaintiff to show that the alleged conspirators agreed upon a fraud scheme that had the effect of causing a private entity to make payments using money obtained from the government. Instead, it must be shown that they intended to defraud the government. Because the decision of the Court of Appeals was based on an incorrect interpretation of Sections 3729A2 and 3, we vacate the judgment and remand the case for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. The judgment of the Court is unanimous.